Dear Christchurch Small Group Leaders, the discussion guide for this week on the spiritual discipline of receiving communion is available on the smallgroupleaders.net site and in the weekly email attachment. Please forward the discussion sheet onto your group email list in advance and have copies available at the meeting for those to refer to and write prayer requests on. Please also add the link to the sermon videos on the church website, christchurchsl.org/sermons, for those who may have missed church on Sunday. Here are the leader tips for this week. Leader tip number one, community service projects as a group. Thank you all who responded to the Habitat for Humanity House Meal for Volunteers announcement that was shared in last week's email. It is good to see you engaged in service together. If this doesn't work out for you this time, remember our missions director, Renee Teal, would be happy to help connect you with a service opportunity that better suits your group schedule and type of activities that you'd like to be engaged in. You can email her at reneet@christchurchsl.org. Leader tip two, realm communications. I was glad to see some of you experimenting with the group messaging and group email functions in Realm. Good job on figuring out the new system. Just be sure that all of your group members are listed there when you click on Groups, Your Small Group, and Participants. Sometimes people change their email addresses and the changes don't necessarily get reflected in the church database, so you want to be sure that everyone who is being included in your emails or Realm group messages have the correct email address entered in there. So please confirm that with them when you can. If you have changes that need to be made or corrections, please just email those to me and I can help with that. Leader tip three, Easter schedule at Christchurch. The church schedule for Holy Week is available at the welcome table in the gathering hall. There are also invitation postcards there that we would love for you and your group to take and use for inviting friends and neighbors to celebrate Easter and Holy Week services with us at Christchurch. Maundy Thursday is at 7 p.m. in the Family Life Center and will hold various interactive experiences for us. The Good Friday service is also at 7 p.m. but in the sanctuary. This is kind of exciting. For the first time ever, Christchurch will have a sunrise service at Jupiter's Restaurant outside on the town square on Easter Sunday morning at 7 a.m., April 1st. No fooling. We will be looking for some volunteers to help with setting up the worship area that morning. If your group members would like to help out, that would be great. Afterwards, we'll have chicken and waffles provided by Jupiter. Our Easter services in the sanctuary will be 8 a.m. for a traditional, 9:30 for contemporary, and 11 a.m. for traditional. Like usual, we will not have Sunday school class on Easter to help free up parking for all of our guests that day. Please let me know if you would like to meet or talk about how things are going in your small group. It was a privilege to be at table with you today in worship. And as you meet in Koinonia Fellowship this week in your homes, I will hold you all in prayer that you'd be used by God to be a blessing to the people whom God has brought into your group. Blessings.